Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard the great interview and kind of when I first learned of this situation on Dirt and Sprague, I believe it was Wednesday, of this Oregon State NIL collective thing. And I wanted to kind of see if a couple days went by and if some more information came out. But for those of you that are not familiar with the Oregon State NIL situation, there's this company Blueprint. They purchased the SANIL, which is Student Athlete Name, Image, and Likeness. They're basically like a middleman.
Yes.
They bought into 70 programs after purchasing SANIL. They took over, in a sense, $108 million total. They're basically just like an operator to make sure things are moving. But now they're kind of starting to get into this world of investment, consulting, as they locked into a deal with Maryland, and then they got in with Oregon State in August. And I think when you first start peeling the onion back on this, it's a very complex story. I do not fault anyone at first for thinking, why are we spending this much money on something with such less return? When I think in reality, it's just a giant investment. It's a risk for sure. It's a risk for sure of trying to say, can you help us raise money? We are struggling. If you help us raise money and you help us raise more money than we normally would have had, you will get a cut of that.
I'm going to share some stuff that we talked about off air.
Sure.
I'm starting to wonder if somebody at Oregon State got caught here pretty bad.
In this situation specifically?
All of it. I genuinely am starting to wonder if this is a situation where, you know, they brought in, what is it, Blaylock from Arizona, who they had an accounting error of $200 million.
That's not okay.
I'm wondering if part of the reason why Bray hasn't been fired, why there haven't been changes, is that war chest they have got caught up in like a Ponzi scheme.
Because I was wondering if, you know, there were some quotes that came out.
Which ones? Because there's the story about that they broke on Sportico, and then there's been more since then.
Yeah.
And it's none of it.
I'm talking about Oregon State has come out and said that if you're one of the people that donates $10 to $500 in that kind of range, 100% of that money goes directly to a student athlete in your chosen sport. If that is true, I wonder if this money, so to break it down, this Blueprint company, Oregon State, pays $284,000 a year in an operating cost, and they have a fundraising target and increases 3% every year thereafter. But the example is the most that would happen. If Blueprint generated $3 million of net direct revenue in a year, it would receive a total payout, including its management fee, fundraising bonus, and contract admin fee of 1.5 and change.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly more than half. And that sounds disturbing.
That's so like when a payday loan.
So yes, exactly. It looks like a payday
loan. It looks predatory.
But my question is, when it comes to the war chest and stuff, and then you see these quotes, and whether they're true or not, of your $10 to $500 goes directly to the student athlete, is the war chest paying for the consultation firm? Is this their way of using the war chest to stay afloat? Because I've talked to you off the air. Mm-hmm. When you toss it over to Washington State, who will be connected in this, my thought, without any knowledge, mm-hmm. my thought is that war chest, they're using it differently in a sense of, we will bleed it. We will just make sure our football team stays afloat. Yep. And if things go bad, we'll dip into that a little bit.
We can pull
and that's
the shoot.
A long-term shoot to where maybe Oregon State is shoving that in the middle now.
And I wonder how much of it they actually have. And I know how egregious that sounds. This is my own personal feeling.
That is such a scary question and that you're asking.
That's the thing is like I had a discussion with somebody last night who is very much invested in and works with the billionaire class. So this was Wednesday night. He told me the biggest donors in Oregon State, they will never send another dime to Oregon State sports.
That's a hard thing to listen to.
Not a penny. That's insane. That's insane.
That's really, really, really rough. And if you listen to West Coast Bias, the podcast, Andrew Nemec and Jason Sukanik, which is a great little pod. You should check it out if you have the chance to. Nemec was quoted as saying this.
And I want to be very careful with this, and I intentionally ran this by you before we started the pod because I think it enters into kind of dangerous territory. I know I feel comfortable reporting that they have players who play on this roster who are now back channeling, finding their next spot.
Sure.
That's happening now.
Yeah. Well, 0-5 will do that.
So to think like, let's hang on to Bray because things aren't that way. Things don't fracture within the roster or we can hang on to this roster. There are players who play who are already reaching out to find back channels for going to their next stop. Yeah. So things are bad. Pretending they're not and saying, we're fine, just a tough schedule. No.
And that's what's scary because, you know, these kids are reading these articles.
Yeah.
They're listening to our stupid radio shows that we do. They see what's going on. And if they're seeing that donors aren't donating anymore, it's beyond the point of NIL. It's beyond the point of how much money am I getting.
Institutional failure.
It's beyond those rumors of, you know, this kid got money taken from him and this kid got money taken money from him so we could put it into Malik Murphy. Like, those rumors are out there.
Yeah.
And some are confirmed reports, some are unconfirmed reports. I don't want to get into that. But if they're already hearing that, whether it's true or not, and then they're hearing that the dude who has a company worth $6 trillion in NVIDIA is never going to donate to the engineering program, nothing to do with sports anymore. Like, when you start hearing that stuff, it's not about I'm leaving because I need to get more money or more playing time. It's just get me out of here.
And it's not just Scott Barnes. It's institutional.
Yeah, this could, like, you're saying this could go all the way to the top.
You need a shovel and a pickaxe and everyone needs to go. Like, that's what I've been told. And it's not just Trent Bray. It's everyone. Like, it is all the way down to the core of the university. And that sucks. I don't know people at Oregon State. I just know people who have ties to those people who are very influential, not just at Oregon State, but at Oregon, at USC, like guys that work in the class of people that are just, they have more money you can even fathom. Mm-hmm. And they weren't mincing words when they told me this stuff. And I was like, this wasn't a, it's kind of like, they were like, no, it's bad. Well, and I don't, when I look at this, and I've seen it's the reporting from the Oregonian, it's the reporting from Sportico. This group, this blueprint group, there's another business deal that they were going to buy out this other company that the deal ended up falling through, and there's a bunch of lost equity there. Like, Blueprint misrepresented just how many clients that they had.
That sounds like Bernie Madoff, dude.
That's what I mean. It sounds like a freaking Ponzi scheme, and I'm starting to wonder, did they bilk all of the money out of Oregon State? And not to say that Oregon State's broke, but did they get them into a predatory payday loan type deal where now everybody's trying to... Honestly, you know what this reminds me of? It's similar but different. It's Ballmer and the Clippers. It's they got in a deal and all of a sudden, oh no, this stuff's coming to light.
But they don't have the money to get out of that deal like Ballmer
does. Ballmer's like, I had a discussion about Ballmer too with another person, and they were like, there's already so much that they may not void. I had a conversation with somebody the other day that I thought was really interesting as it pertains to the Ballmer part of this. That because Kawhi Leonard's new deal was signed after all the aspiration stuff, that they're probably not gonna end up voiding Kawhi Leonard's current contract because it's after the fact. But Ballmer and the Clippers are probably going to lose anywhere between 2 and 5 first round picks. It's gonna punch them hard.
They should give them to the Thunder.
Oh, let's not. Let's not. But beyond, like, to tie this back to Oregon State, what's the, like, deals have been signed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so how do you get out of this? Like, what is the legality? How much money do you have to spend to try to figure this stuff out? Like, the legal fees and all the time and effort and resources that get tied into this. This is like, that's what I'm saying. You almost have to just, this is a tree where the rot is not on a branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the roots. Is this savable without removing all of it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.